Joining us now, the head coach of the Troy Trojans, a team that has had so much success in the Sun Belt Conference and a great group of fans and alumni right here in Pensacola, kind enough to make time for us today, Coach Chip Lindsey. Coach, thanks for the time. How's everything going?
Oh, it's going good, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
You know, Coach, I was joking. I said, I remember going over to McGuire's, having a chance to talk to you guys, and I said it was last year, and then Drew was like, wait, I mean, like, did anything happen last year? And I said, well, I just skipped over 2020 like it didn't matter. Like, we just went to the cool year there. But as a head coach, because you've been around the game, and I know you had a chance, you know, the Atlanta Coach of the Year and somebody that has been there from the high school level all the way to being an offensive coordinator in the Iron Bowl and games like that for Auburn in the biggest moments. But then, you know, being at Troy, what was it like as a head coach, not only at Troy, but for your peers and everybody, going through what you did last year, especially as a football coach with the mentality of we've got this and telling your players we can accomplish anything when the CDC and other people are saying we can't?
I tell you, it was tough. It was an interesting year for sure. And, you know, it's one of those things I think you learn a lot as you go, because obviously never going through, you know, anything like this, a pandemic, and, you know, getting over the when you got back going on campus and all the protocols that were put in place and making sure you followed all those things, it was a pretty taxing situation, you know, because you got so much to deal with. And by the way, we're going to play football game Saturday too, and all the preparation that goes with that. But, you know, I tell you this, our administration did a great job of laying a plan out. I mean, we played 11 games. A lot of teams didn't play that many games. And honestly, there was probably two or three. We probably, you know, we limped in there a little bit, you know, and then we had to reschedule one. But I think for the players, it did create more stress. You know, I mean, you're worried about school, you're worried about all the other things that go along with football. And then, you know, the stress of, hey, we get to Friday before you play, and you find out six or eight guys can't play, you know, the next day. And that's always tough. But I'm really proud of the way our guys handled it. They're very resilient, and obviously we're excited about the opportunity to get back full speed this fall.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned that some of those games you were limping into it, obviously with the craziness of the pandemic. Looking at last season's schedule, there were about two or three games that you lost that were only by one possession. There were only one possession games. Mm-hmm. It finished 5-6. What exactly do you think maybe made the difference in those, and how do you address it going forward? I know you return a boatload of players as well, which has got to be encouraging as well as a head coach.
Yeah, it is. I'm excited about the guys we got coming back. I mean, we didn't lose many, but a lot of people didn't either. But, you know, I really like our team. We made a huge jump last year on defense where we finished nationally. And the year before, you know, we had a lot of work to do when we got here on the defensive side. So we made a huge jump. Really proud of those guys, that staff, and a lot of those players are back. And then, you know, offensively, we lost a really good player the year before, Caleb Barker, who was a really talented quarterback. And, you know, at times we played pretty well at quarterback, but at the end of the day, we got to play better at that position. And, you know, we if you look at what we did the first of the season, you know, we kind of got it rolling a little bit. And then we had some struggles in the middle of the season, and we had to play a couple different quarterbacks, got an injury, that kind of thing. But, you know, it is what it is. And we finished on a really high note, though, there at the end of the season, obviously with the Battle of the Belt in South Alabama. And, you know, Coastal Carolina beat us 42-38. But I was really proud of the way our team responded, you know, going through the middle of the season when really COVID took a toll on us a little bit. And, you know, and that momentum carried into spring practice. And here we are getting ready in the summer now, and, you know, a little bit back to normal. June 1st, recruiting starts back, and kids can come on campus. So it's a good feeling, because you're right. It's 2 years, a long time. It seems like we haven't done much Trojan tour or any of that stuff, and it's been a while, and we're excited to get back going.
Speaking with head coach of the Troy Trojans, Chip Lindsey, joining us. Coach, you know, you just mentioned Coastal Carolina and your whole division, and we had Keith Gill on the show not too long ago, your commissioner, because we're hosting now in Pensacola the Sun Belt basketball tournament, so we had a chance to call the games and be around there. But, you know, you talk about Coastal Carolina and what teams like Louisiana did, what you guys have done before with some great great numbers and really almost undefeated type seasons. But you also coached, and I joke about it, I went to UCF and nobody cares about me or my three-pitch career in baseball, which is sadly a true story. But when it comes down to it, you know, you were there as the offensive coordinator. We get to celebrate that fake national title on behalf of Auburn. Now, it's funny because Gus is now I know you know pretty well over at UCF. But the point of this is you've seen teams at the level where Georgia's and the Alabama's, and you've coached at a level mm-hmm. of the rest of us wanting those teams in a college football playoff. You know, if in a perfect world, would you want more teams in a college football playoff, seeing both sides of the spectrum and living it?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think most everybody's open to that for sure. You know, the how it's done and how many and all that, I'm not sure. But, you know, if it's four, then, you know, the fifth and sixth team are going to be upset. If it's eight, then the ninth and tenth team are going to feel like they should be in. So I don't know the best scenario or what the right way to do it is. But I think everybody's open to that opportunity because you're going to have teams in the G5 that's going to come through every so often with an opportunity. And I think it'd be a shame for those guys not to get that opportunity, and because there's some really good football players at that level. And, you know, I think that's coming down the road. I just think, you know, the timing of it is going to be critical. I know it's all dealt with contracts and all the different things that go along with bowl games and so forth, but I feel like down the road that's coming pretty quick.
Coach, you were born and raised here in the South, and if people cannot tell by the accent, but just in general, I'm mm-hmm. sure that there are things that, you know, that you've seen and compared to some of the things that your kids in the locker room are doing today that you said, wow, I have no clue what this is, but back in the day, I don't think my daddy would have liked me having. It's just a different culture we live in today when it comes to games and Fortnites or the things that the kids are accustomed to, the music they're listening to. How is it to relate to the kids in the locker room as a head coach? Because they look up to you as a fatherly figure, and I've had a chance to meet you in person, so I know a really nice guy and the way that you approached it. It's not always like that. I've met many coaches that are looking at their watch to get away from me, and I understand. But when it comes down to it, if you look at it, Coach, how do you relate to players in a time that every word, every sentence, everything today is under a microscope of scrutiny? How do you relate to the kids today in that locker room?
Well, I mean, I don't, you know, I just kind of, you know, try to be who you are. I think that's the number one thing I've learned working for some really good football coaches, and, you know, try to be yourself and treat people fairly. I think that's all that anyone can ask. And, you know, I don't get caught up much in criticism for those kind of things. We just kind of try to treat people the right way, have a good time, make it a great experience. And, you know, really try to make sure that our guys represent our university the way it's supposed to be represented. And I think kids know when you're real with them. I think you get more out of them and they understand that. And, you know, we lay a foundation there and say, this is what we're going to be about. These are the things we want to do. And, you know, guys jump on board. I think kids want to be disciplined. I think kids want to know you've got a plan on how we want to, you know, approach everything. And if you stay with that and be consistent and treat people fairly, I think that's how you do it. And, you know, I was a high school coach for a long time. So, you know, the relationship piece is important to me. You know, sometimes you get in this college football and, you know, it's all about winning and the scholarships and all those things. But, you know, and all that stuff will take care of itself too when you get good people and good kids in the program. And I think that's what we've done.
Coach, you guys have so many great alumni in this area, and not a bad place to meet over at McGuire's, probably one of the best places in the world to meet. But when it comes down to having an opportunity to talk to some of the Troy people today that might be new, Drew, my co-host, moved from Indiana about 3 or 4 months ago, so he's getting accustomed to some of the things down here. But when it comes down to looking at the Troy family in Pensacola and the relationship to the alumni and the school, just talk about that for a minute.
Well, I mean, the panhandle is so important to us. It's not that far, and it's an opportunity for us to come back. And obviously, McGuire's is a good place to eat, so we want to make sure we get some food there for sure. But it's just a good opportunity because we have so many alums there and former players, and you know, a chance to come down and talk to those guys. And like you said earlier, it's been 2 years, so. It's been a while, and so it's been fun to get out on the road in these Trojan Tour events and, you know, Pensacola is going to be another good one for us. And I know I'm looking forward to getting down there and meeting and seeing all these people. Probably hadn't seen some of them in a couple of years.
All right, so now into the X's and O's. When it comes down to a Troy team, you've been an offensive coordinator, which, frankly, mm-hmm. from an entertainment standpoint, I always enjoy watching a little bit more. The defensive coordinators would hit me harder for saying that, but when it comes down to it, I will tell you, you guys have always had some good offenses, but what is one of the things that you look at this team this year and say is going to be one of the biggest strengths going into practices and into the games, and one of the things that you feel together as a unit that you guys can work harder on?
Well, I think, you know, offensively, speaking with that first, I mean, we've got a really heated quarterback competition going on right now through spring, and we got to get a guy that can play in that spot and be really consistent, take care of the ball. I think that's critical for our success. I think, you know, we got a lot of good playmakers back around them. Our offensive line comes back totally intact, and they were playing much better toward the end of the year. So I think that side of the ball, the key is going to be quarterback play. We got to get better play there. And obviously Gunner played really good for us early last year, got hurt, and really, to be honest, we never was healthy again, but he missed some time, but now, you know, competition makes everybody better. And I think we saw that in the spring. And, you know, defensively, I love the progress we made last year. I think we improved tremendously, got back to playing more like the Troy defenses of old. And again, we got to, you know, for us, we got to limit explosive plays on that side of the ball and making sure we make people earn it. And I think we've addressed some needs in recruiting. So, you know, I think it's a good opportunity for us to put together a good football team. We just got a lot of guys coming back. And like you said, a lot of people are going to have guys back. But when you like your guys a whole lot, that makes it a lot better.
Coach, so obviously every game is important. But if you look at the calendar right now, if there's three games that stand out, that you want to obviously win, but three of the more important games on your schedule, I guess, what three would you outline?
I don't know if I could pick three, to be honest with you. But, we play a really tough schedule. It's a lot of fun. This league is so much better than it used to be. I mean, it's when you look around our conference, it's so competitive. You know, everybody's got good coaches, good players, good facilities. And you better be ready to go and ready to play each week, and that's something we talk about a lot inside our program. But outside of our conference, when you look at, you know, our non-conference schedule, we get to go to South Carolina, which obviously playing an SEC opponent's a lot of fun for us. We look forward to those opportunities. And then you got Liberty, who's one of the better runs they've had. And also you go on the road to Southern Miss. So there's some good football teams on the schedule. And, you know, we feel like we got one too, so it's going to be a lot of fun. But right now we're solely focused on Southern University because that's the first one, obviously, and really just trying to make sure we get ready each and every week to play good old-fashioned Troy football.
Coach, we've spent a lot of time with you here and always appreciate any time. I know we have a lot of fans, not only from the days of watching you run some great offenses at Auburn, but also your head coaching career right here at Troy, which we're excited about, and a lot of great alumni in this area. But real briefly, if I can ask you the question, how it is trying to be a guy, because you've been a heck of a recruiter in your day too, and that's part of college football. And not always like the movie Waterboy with as an OC with a green playbook trying to get stolen, but having an actual opportunity to walk into houses and do things like that. How has it been different, and is it starting to open back up a little? I know this is not the period that you guys are out there, but how has recruiting been, and how really did you guys figure it out trying to do and manage through the last couple seasons?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's interesting because we hadn't recruited out for 2 years, you know, and we can start today having kids on campus, and we got several camps and scheduled and so forth. But I think it did make us become a lot more creative. I mean, you get creative, and how do we sell Troy? And we a lot of Zoom calls and a lot of FaceTime, a lot of those things. But you know, it's still nothing like the personal touch, you know, and the in-person recruiting, and the evaluation is so critical because, you know how it is on a highlight film. Everybody looks good on a highlight film, right? Quarterback completes every ball. And so, you know, from that standpoint, it's so critical that we're able to get kids on campus and have these camps. But I do think the positive out of it is it made us become even more creative in recruiting from using presentations and Zoom calls and all those things, and looking for creative ways to sell Troy. And we have a great university and, you know, great facility. So it's just something that I think we stand out in that area. And I think it was an opportunity for us to really, really, okay, how can we sell it even though we can't do this in-person recruiting? So there is some positive out of it for sure.
Yeah, not everybody can just call a guy that's been sitting on his couch for 6 years named Tim Tebow and get the number one jersey sale and sell your tickets in a week. People, some of them have to work hard, you know, so.
Yeah, no doubt, no question.
Well, Coach, we've spent a lot of your time. We appreciate it. We're really looking forward to it. I'm excited for the season. I got so many great alumni. One of my best friends growing up, John Robinson, was part of the team back in the day. But great to see so many great players over there in the history. And Troy, we'll always be here. I was telling Adam earlier, anytime you guys need anything, I know you'll get real busy coming up here as you already are, but anything that you guys need, always, we'll promote it and would love to spread the word.
Well, great. We appreciate it. Thanks for having me today and look forward to seeing you guys on Thursday.